You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Yeah, I doubted down myself, and I'm too proud to ask for help. When you see me beside myself, I don't have to explain it, baby. Yeah, I'm over picking fights and trying to mend it with a high.
Hello there. I hope I make you feel good. It's Michael over here with Breathe and Bounce for this week. And I got to tell you, we're talking about making people feel good. And feeling good, I think, is an essential part of life. We all want to feel good. We all want to feel good about what we do, what people do for us. And there is definitely one way that you can bring that spirit to life. You know, we talk about different types of yoga. You know, there's a yoga wheel, and one of the most important parts of that yoga wheel is known as karma yoga. And karma yoga, I'll put it to you here what the definition is, word for word. The definition of karma yoga is a path to reach moksha. My Sanskrit's not on point, and I'm teaching here, and I gotta get my Sanskrit on point. Anyway, it's a spiritual liberation through work, its rightful action without being attached to fruits or being manipulated by what the results might be, a dedication to one's duty and trying one's best while being neutral to rewards and outcomes such as success or failure. The four principles of karma yoga are the right attitude, the right motive, the give up result, and serve the self and all. And one of the ways you can do this, obviously, is through customer service. community service. Customer service is good, too, though, because, I mean, you know, when you work somewhere, it's like you're expected to do a job. But maybe you might want to give a little bit of that job, you know, because you want to just kind of give the experience that the person is going through. You might want to give them a better experience because you just can, because you're in a position to, because you're in a position to serve. Sometimes being in a position to serve is a great thing, and it's awesome because you have the opportunity to do something kind for someone, to do something nice. Maybe you might see something. You know, one of the problems I've been having lately is I've been really watching these Facebook reels lately. There's this Eva and Javier couple that just kills me. They're so funny. And then there's this girl who got deported out of Denmark. I don't know. There's this Italian family that just kills me. But anyway, but I always stop for all the kindness stuff. And I have seen so many kindness videos. I love the ones where someone goes and says that they don't have money to get a hamburger or something like that at McDonald's. Hamburger, yuck. and then the person behind the counter just gives it to them. And then the person's like, oh, that was so kind you did that. Here's like $500 for doing it. And I think that's awesome because in that piece, both people are doing something nice and they're doing it because they are trying to be kind and make the world a better place. And that's what it's all about, is just trying to make everything around you better. I live by a code. And I'm really going to work hard to strongly stay to this code, is I don't ever want to leave a place worse than I found it. I want to make it better. And by doing so, I want to make people laugh. I want to make people smile, make them feel good. And I just like doing that stuff because I like to get that reaction. And yes, would I like it too? Sure. But that's not why I do it. That's part of the fun for me. It's just doing the act and doing the kind thing. And we just all have to have that mentality. I mean, it's a real dog-eat-dog world out there. Everyone's always worried about, you know, what people are going to get and what people are going to, you know, get back or what people are going to do. And the truth of the matter is you don't have control over what anyone else is going to do. You don't have any control over how someone's going to react to your gift or your kindness or whatever. All you can do is stand your ground and be kind. And that's it. And it doesn't cost anything to be kind. It doesn't hurt anyone to be kind. It doesn't make anyone feel bad. If anything, it is great. And you're doing it and you're evolving yourself spiritually, mentally. You're doing a lot for yourself, you know? And just if you're going to be selfish about it, then that's the way you think of it, is you're enhancing your own self. You're building a better self for yourself. But that's, we work towards that every day, no matter what, whether we'll do it participating in some form of karma yoga or community service or any kind of service at all. Service is the most powerful thing that people can do for each other in this world. And, you know, I would like to see a little bit more of that moving forward. And, you know, I just Once again, I just want to see a better world. And if we could all just learn how to give a little bit, the world might get just a little bit better. Just give a little bit. You'll be happy that you did. You know, service is an important thing. And, you know, one of the things that Tony Robbins talks about on his, a lot of what he talks about is being a service of people. And, you know, I think a lot of celebrities do perform service. You know, yeah, they make a lot of money, but I think at the end of the day, they always try to find causes that they like, and they try to donate money. They donate time. I see a lot of football players. I mean, the Miami Dolphins, that's my team. They've seen them do so much community service work because, you know, they're representatives of the communities. A lot of sports figures are and whatnot, and it's just whatever makes the world better is what we should be doing. We should just be learning how to love each other just care for each other, pull up someone when they need help. That's really what everything is about. And it's just, once again, it's about evolving to a higher level spiritually. It's evolving to a higher level personally. When you help others, you start to help yourself in the same way. You start to feel good. You're bringing some good energy, some good vibes. And the world needs good energy and good vibes right now. I mean, you know, one of the things I can't stand is when election season comes. Because you watch the commercials and all you see is these people tear each other apart. Talking about how this person voted yes on not blacktopping driveways. Then all these driveways got ruined and the cars had flat tires. Don't vote for this guy. He won't blacktop your driveway. I mean, it's like, why are you even doing that? I mean, he likes to, he takes handouts from teachers. I mean, it's just the stuff that they come up with. And I mean, yeah, no one likes corruption. No one likes any of that stuff. But, you know, what about if as politicians and elected officials, why don't you talk about the things that you've done good? And why don't you talk about the service? You know, you see very little of that this day and age. You see a lot of these Congress people and senators, you think that all they want to do is get reelected. And I saw one that was actually out there at the front lines trying to help during disasters. You just, it's about just giving it up. At the end of the day, whether you're rich or poor, whatever, you rip open your skin, you all got red blood, and you all pump, you all have a heart that beats. And everyone's got to remember that they have that heart. Everyone's got to remember that you never know, because one day you could be in the position that that person asking you for change is in. One day you might be just 3 steps away from unemployment. You might be 3 steps away from being evicted or foreclosed on. And I just feel that life is fragile because you could die tomorrow. Do you want to be remembered as that grumpy person that didn't say hi to anyone, or didn't really, you know, care about people? Do you want to be like that, what was the name of that villain in It's a Wonderful Life? Potter. You want to be like Potter, or do you want to be Bailey? You know, I think we can all agree that we'd want to be Bailey. Even though he had a lot of bad luck in his life. But the thing was, The one thing that I love about It's a Wonderful Life, it's one of my favorite movies. I just love the fact that no matter what happened with George, I mean, he had so many opportunities to advance himself. He could have went to school. He could have saw the world. All the stuff he wanted to do, he gave up to help people. And at the end of the day, he was rewarded. You know, he had this wonderful woman who made a home out of an abandoned house for him. They obviously had children. And at the end of the movie, you know, when George, you know, kind of has his breakdown, and Clarence shows him what Bedford Falls would look like if he wasn't around. That stuff is really deep. That's the thing, is you don't understand the effect you can have on a person by being kind. You don't understand how saying hello to a stranger might make their day. Giving a smile to someone might make them say, okay. You know, when we're at the gym, we always like to tell people they're doing great, because then they'll do better. Especially like, you know, in yoga, you just want to form the community, and you want to form it so, you know, it's just a positive place. We just want everyone to feel free and feel happy and feel peaceful. That's, at the end of the day, what everyone yearns in life.
You are tuned into Breathe and Bounce.
And in my mind, in my head, this is where we all came from. The dreams we have, the love we share, this is what we're waiting for. We'll be right back.
It's what we're waiting for. This is just, it's what it's all about. The love we share. This is what we're waiting for. It is a new world that we're waiting for. It's a new humanity. It's a new beginning. I know a lot of people get nervous about change. I know people get nervous about trying new things. And I just ask you, can you try to show a little bit more love? Can you just try to show a little bit more compassion? You never know what someone's going through. You never know what their story is. You never know how they're going to be, what they're going to do, how they're going to act. Whatever the case may be, you never know. And the only way you will know is if you ask. And you don't even have to ask. Just be kind and show love. Community service is a great way to also get involved. It's just, I made a promise to myself that I was going to start this next month because I just have to. I did want to do at least one community service project a month. And I'm thinking about, you know, finding somewhere to donate my time, donate my efforts, donate something. Something that I can do, you know? I just want to do whatever I can to make a difference. I want to do my part. And I just want to because that's how I feel in my heart. I want to help people. That's the whole reason why I started Breathe and Bounce to begin with. Because I wanted to help people. I wanted to give people some inspiration, some courage, help them just feel better. It's pretty much the theme of today. It's making people feel good. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to a very cool guy. The gentleman's name is Rob Mutert, and he is with Warp Core, which is a special organization in Woodstock. They work with troubled kids. They work with people who have drug dependency, homeless, and mental health. They try to find placements. He had a run-in with the... I'm sure if you've been watching the news, you've been seeing that people have been dropped off throughout the country on buses. We actually locally had a bus dropped off in Woodstock, so he worked very fast to help get them going, and it's a very touching thing. So we're going to talk to him here in just a moment or two. Just as a reminder, if you want to learn more about Breathe and Bounce, you can always go to the website, breatheandbounce.com. The show's posted there. We also have the Gratitude Chronicles every Wednesday, and we got other things coming up. So check it out. And this is Breathe and Bounce, and we're going to have Rob here in just a moment.
Today is a great day to begin again. This is Breathe and Bounce.
Oh,
today we've been talking about service, giving service, you know, just finding some of your time just to give that time to people who need it, whether they need it physically and whether they need it emotionally, just finding some, creating space for people. And that's what it's all about. That's really what has been the meat of what we've been talking about today on Breathe and Bounce. And right now I want to talk about an organization here in McHenry County that pretty much that's exactly what they do. Now we'll tie in a little yoga thing. If you ever go down to the square in Woodstock, there is a beautiful yoga studio out there called the Yoga Lounge. And it is right there in the square, but right next to it, right below it, actually, you will find the Warp Corps. And Warp Corps is an amazing organization, and we're going to talk about that here today. I have got the founder and president on, Mr. Rob Mudert. Rob, welcome to the show today. So happy to have you here.
Hey, man, we're glad to be here today with you, Mike.
Can you talk a little bit about your mission?
Yeah, for sure. You know, Warp Corps is a 501c3 non-for-profit. You know, we kind of employ a social enterprise concept to what we do. You know, begging every person I meet for donations is really kind of a bummer, you know, but with the social enterprise component to what we do, you know, we're better at earning your business than, you know, asking for donations. And, you know, it's also a creative part of our workforce development for, you know, young people that might be struggling or, you know, just, you know, needing somebody to give them a chance. But, you know, that, you know, having said that, you know, we have a full print shop on site. We do custom apparel, did these custom one-offs a few months back for a big benefit show for Paul Naples. But yeah, you know, we really are just as simple as this. If there's anybody that needs help, you know, we focus on, you know, prevention-based programs for youth, mental health, substance use disorder, and homelessness.
That sounds awesome. Tell me a little bit about, you know, when I've seen it at the square, I've noticed, you know, you got like the skateboarding theme to it. It's really cool.
I may not know, but I owned and operated the Warp Skate Park for about 10 years here in the community. When I had the skate park, you know, when I started Warp, I was 40 years old. So, you know, I was an avid action sports athlete, and I had gotten, you know, pretty much my life together, you know, had three kids that are now adults. But, you know, at that moment in time, you know, my kids were young and, you know, I had already pretty much written off, you know, any hard drugs and alcohol. And, you know, that was just kind of me and, you know, what I needed to do together and, you know, self correct to make sure I can live the best life I can. But, you know, through that, you know, my mother's an old Irish Catholic, you know, school teacher. So she taught me young service to others is just a normal part of life.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's down, help them out.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I agree with that 100%. One of the things about you guys is you guys are definitely getting some exposure. It looks like you might be getting a little bit more help. Can you talk a little bit about, I guess, how it's been going lately, how things have been kind of moving forward?
We definitely evolved organically into a couple different spaces. You know, we have the prevention programming and we finally got funding through the county, the mental health board, to really put some teeth into these programs. Thank God. We are now a funded agency and, at the county and the mental health board. So that's going to help us really catapult forward. To get these programs even more wide-ranging, more inclusive, so that we can bring everybody that, you know, might be needing help or a place to go, you know, a safe space.
Right.
We have to try and be the ones that fill these gaps. That's why I started Warp Corps. There was gaps in the system of information going to recreational drug users and also the current community that was actively using heroin recreationally. And, you know, we saw a lot of deaths in 1 year. That's the year 2017 prompted me to say, no way, this we can, I never say we can fix it. We can change it. People are people. If you're unhoused and you land in our community, we're going to help you.
Awesome. One of the things that you said on your site is, and one of the things you just talked about is you're trying to you got youth prevention services. You also have the drug prevention, and you also have the homeless prevention. And you also talked about the mental health. And I think the thing that's so great about what you guys do is I think mental health is where a lot of these issues begin. They come from, you know, people come from bad situations because there are so many stigmas against mental health and disorders. I mean, me having borderline, I can relate because I got the most stigmatized disorder of all. But a lot of people, they really get down on themselves. They really get down on their lives, the way things are going. They might have bad reactions. And it does lead to drug use, and it does lead to homelessness. And the fact that you attack all three of these, for me, I think that's absolutely amazing.
We started, Warp Corps was started with the suicide by a young man who joined the Army. And, you know, that kind of brought me back to peace and time where, you know, we were mourning Ryan's death. And I was able to reconnect with a bunch of young people that were now young adults, you know, 5 years later, since I closed the skate park. But that's, you know, that day at the Zone skate park in McHenry, you know, I became aware of the heroin epidemic. And, you know, that was a deadly year, 79 overdose deaths in 1 year in our county.
Yes, I remember that. It was horrible. Yes.
Brutal. But yeah, the bringing it all together to the mental health very quickly, once I got the emotional issue kind of put away, and now I'm applying logic and fact-based reasoning to how I can maybe do something about mental health and drug overdoses. Really kind of led me in my research and education I've been getting since then. I call it the thing behind the thing. There's not a single homeless person that we don't serve that hasn't shared with me something that's gone on in their life that's put them there. In many cases, it's addiction or alcoholism, but then also what drove that. We hold the key, not to the things that's happened to us in the past. We cannot look back.
No.
You know, we can look back. You can turn and look back, but we can't change that. But we can talk about it, identify it, and deal with it. It needs to be dealt with professional counseling or therapy and medications, you know, for sure. Because, you know, these things do work, but I've seen where it's not working. Or just take this, you know, antidepressant, you're going to be fine.
Exactly. And that's the thing is it's always like a balancing act. It's always like you're like a gerbil. When you're doing all these medications, you take one, it doesn't work. Let's go back to the drawing board, get another one. And that affects people. That's heavy for people. I want to touch on something that you talked about, the thing behind the thing. You know, one of the things we talk about in yoga and in Buddhism and all this stuff is the suffering. And the first noble truth is suffering is just a part of life. Everyone suffers. But yes. I think that's part of, people have to understand that suffering is going to go on forever and you can't avoid suffering. And you talk about the thing behind the thing. There might be something in the past that's causing your suffering to be greater than it needs to be. And
right.
I think the whole thought of community, the whole thought of bringing these people together. You have the place in the square, and I've seen the skateboards, and I've seen everything. So it is like kind of a counterculture type thing, which I find that attractive because I've always been like that underground street person type. But the one thing that I can say is, it's I think you just find some way to get to someone, so that. And whether you do find that thing, you might be able to relate to someone that has the same thing behind that thing, and you bring these people together, and it sounds to me that's a lot of what you're doing right now.
You know, it is a lot of what we're attempting to do, and, you know, we just continue to learn as we go and, you know, try and better our messaging to people because no two people are the same. But you know, one thing that I want to make sure I say this the right way is, you know, when we work with people trying to figure out the thing behind the thing, if we find the thing behind the thing, how do you recover from that? How
exactly.
do you rebuild your confidence from that? What I say to people is you already have. Look at where you're at right now. You know, you're moving forward. You're working to get better by getting out of bed and attacking a new day. But also, maybe one of the things that, and we learned through yoga for sure, is when we're talking about the thing behind the thing, an abuser, a bully, whatever it might be, maybe just forgiving them is a big part of being able to let it go.
I want to talk a little bit about the migrants. That's just, you know, this happened a little while ago. As you know, people have just been getting dumped out in different parts of the country. Woodstock happened to be, of all places, one of those places, and you guys were there to respond. Can you tell me a little bit about how that all went down and what was going through your mind when you saw all this?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was just at work on a Saturday afternoon, about 3:30, I think it was. And one of our city council members, Melissa McMahon, called me, and she informed me that she had seen a bus leaving Woodstock, markings, Texas plates, and she was enough to know that's a migrant bus. So she went straight to the train station, and lo, I think it was 48 people.
Jeez.
Women, children, families, babies, standing out in the cold. So Woodstock being what it is, a friend of mine named Wilson, long-term lease on the train station, the physical building. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to call him, get inside the building, get these people out of the cold, access to bathrooms. Melissa was doing that. In the meantime, she called me because she knows we do street reach. And we have a little inventory, you know, issue point in our building on where. And she just said, Rob, any cold thing, anything, bring it. And I had three or four boxes full of gloves, hats, scarves, hoodies, jackets, but not a ton. And I just threw it in the van, booked ass over there. And, you know, walking in that door in a weird way, you know, I'm not going to say it changed my life forever, but it had a massive impact.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people were so happy to see a box full of gloves and mittens. Mike, I can't even describe it. Women holding babies, moms with little 3-4-year-old kids. The first kid I looked at when I walked in there was in a little cart, and he couldn't have been but 3 years old, maybe, little boy. And, I don't know why, but I just looked right at that kid. He caught my attention. And, you know, in my opinion, I'm not a doctor, but that kid looked sick. He was very pale, very small, you know, very, very sickly looking little boy. And, you know, I've seen poverty all over the world, but, you know, you don't ever get used to it.
No.
And it just affected me.
That is so cool. I mean, and this is, and you know, this is what we're talking about today on the show. It's just little things that people can do. Just little things. It can be going to McDonald's and getting some food. It could be just donating some clothes to your organization.
Well, it's not a me, brother. It's a we. WARP stands for We Are Real People. And CORE is a group of people that share a common belief system. You know, I stole that from Marine Corps. I'm a Marine vet, so I can do that. But, you know, it's a pretty good, you know, a lot of people are like, I don't get it. WARP Corps. What is that? What I said, it's just, we're real people sharing a belief system, trying to make life better, make the world a better place.
I love
you know,
that.
I jokingly say, we're going to change the world. I'm just starting with Woodstock, Illinois.
We have to remember where we came from. We have to remember, you know, what we are doing, what is going on here. You know, my friend right down the street from you, Bhante Sujatha over there at the Blue Lotus Temple, he says choose love and kindness. And more people have to choose love and kindness. Maybe the world just needs to sit in silence for a half an hour and think about where we're at and just say, turn down the noise, man. Turn down the volume.
Wouldn't that be something? We got a little taste of that early in COVID before everybody really knew what the hell we were dealing with, where it was a giant, everyone go home and sit down.
Yeah. And people didn't like that.
I believe there was goods that came from that.
I think so too. And I think the one thing we did lose was connection. We did lose connection. And that was, you know, that was kind of like a collateral damage from the whole thing. But I think if you really look at the whole COVID situation, it teaches you gratitude. It teaches you how to be grateful that you have all the services that you have at your disposal. You have all the friends that you have. You have all that. And I think that was the biggest lesson to come out of that.
Yeah. That was what a trip that was.
It sure was. If people want to find out more information about Warp Core, donating, all that stuff, what's the best way for them to do that?
If you can't come into our HQ, we call it, on the Woodstock Square, that's at 114 North Benton Street, Woodstock on the square. You can go to warpcore.org is our website. Our website is continuously being updated and made better and more informative. So that's cool. And then, follow us on social. We got Instagram, Facebook. I'm pretty lame in the old social media world, but we do got Instagram and Facebook. And, also we're just out in the community as much as we can. If I can say, we got our first fundraiser this year at February 17th at the Woodstock Opera House. And that's going to be a great night. We got Rotten Mouth as the headliner this year. We're stoked to have them come and enter the community for a night here at the historic Woodstock Opera House. And it's funny because, in full disclosure, my sons are in that band. But this is also Groundhog Day is our 50-year anniversary, Bricks and Mortar on the Square. So, February, we were saying, is our 50-year anniversary month. And appropriate to do our fundraiser, the day we opened the Warp Core, Groundhog Day, Rotten Mouth and a couple other local performed on site. And 5 years, we've grown to the space where we can, hopefully bring enough people in that we need a bigger venue like the Opera House, and the city is working on that. So thank you to the city of Woodstock. But that's a big event. Tickets are affordable. We got two as well, Montana Suede and Take 32, which is a group of high school kids that have been jamming at the Warp a ton, and they're just really getting good. So, we'd love to see anyone and everyone from the community come on out. And, it is a fundraiser, for Warp Core, but it's a day to just kind of, have access to some of the resources that we're involved with, but also just to have a good time.
That sounds awesome.
We can't talk about the heavy all time self-care, we gotta go have fun.
February
17th at the Woodstock Opera House.
Right on. Rob Muttert from the Warp Core, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It has been an absolute pleasure. Good luck to everything you're going forward. I know I'll support you, and I hope that a lot of other people do, and you guys can keep doing this for years to come, because you guys are definitely a beneficial service for not just Woodstock, but for humanity, and we'll love to see you keep going on here.
Oh, yeah. We've only just begun, brother.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Rob. We really appreciate it.
When night has become the day, they're sending you far away. So, so far away. When everything starts to fade, you don't have to be afraid. No, you don't have to be afraid. Take my gravity pulls you down.
you feel out of place, you don't have to be afraid. No, you don't have to be afraid. Take my hand and free love. This is free love. That's what we are made of. Yes, we are free love. This is real love. That's what we are made of. Yes, we are. Take my hand.
That's right. Free love. That's what we're here for, right? Alrighty. Let's take a moment here and let's do a short meditation. Go ahead and have a seat and close your eyes. And just follow your breath and just think of, while you're meditating, maybe something will come to you, ways that you can serve, ways that you can be kinder, gentler, and wiser. Take your hands, put your palms together, bring them to heart center, internal gaze between your fingertips. And just take a moment to send some energy out to those who you love and those who could use your help. open your eyes. Just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you so much from Rob from Warp Cores to stop by and talk about his operation downtown Woodstock Square. Stop by and say hi to him. Visit the Yoga Lounge, too. That's a pretty cool place. In the meantime, may you be happy. May you be well. And may you be peaceful. May your breath take you places that your mind never thought you could make. Namaste.